You're listening to Ours to Protect on Highland Radio, presented by Donna Marie Doherty, every Tuesday at 12:30. Hello and welcome to this week's Ours to Protect. How are you keeping? Autumn is just around the corner, and that means heating will be on, the hot water bottles will be filled for cozy nights in, but it also means our bills will be set for a bump, even though they're already so high. This is where retrofitting can be of a massive benefit. It helps keep your house costs down by running everything a bit more efficiently. It is a big job to get done, but with a free service provided by yourretrofit.ie, you can get a better insight to what your home needs and the costs involved. I spoke to Andrew Moore, plumbing manager with Chadwick's Letterkenny branch, to find out a bit more.
The benefits would be it's going to cut down your fuel bills. Especially because, as you know yourself, at the minute, electricity, oil, everything is going through the roof, and it's coming down slightly, but I wouldn't say in any major leaps and bounds. Yeah. So this way, if you actually, even for an example, if you insulate your house well, that'll cut down your bills. Even simple things like controls on the heating system, meaning that you're, instead of, just for example, that your boiler's not running for a full hour, if you stick it on like just as normal, it's like, as I like to call it, the union system, one on, all on. That means that your hot water, your upstairs, your downstairs is on flat out. If you can condense that down, in other words, have your upstairs, your downstairs, and your hot water separately, that means that when you have a temperature set, just for instance, your living room, and you want 21 degrees, and the boiler comes on, once that achieves 21 degrees, it knocks off the boiler. So in that cycle of an hour, it only might come on maybe 20 minutes, half an hour tops, rather than being on the full hour, sending heat into a room that might already have the desired temperature and might overheat the room. So it's very, very simple. Small steps can make a big difference.
A survey has found that 45% want to retrofit in order to save on their bills, 30% want to make it warmer for the winter months, and 16% want to make a change for the environment. However, one of the biggest put-offs is the costs involved. I asked Andrew about the grants available for this work.
There's grants, I suppose, available there now for many years, and they came in different guises. Like, you've got the Home Heat Grant was designed just at one stage for replacing your boiler and controls. That was one of the start-off ones. You can get now ones, I suppose, like for your insulation. You also get them for, again, the vary in different, various, I suppose, details. If you're going out in insulation, attic insulation, interior, as in like your dry linen insulation. There'll be other ones then, I suppose, for doing up your windows. And I suppose, like, as again, especially now if you get 1970s, 1980s house stock, are down, they could be even down as an F in the bare rating. But no, that's how efficient your house is for heating levels, that you can actually do like a one-stop shop. Again, you might say, I want to bring it up to a B2 level. That means you can put on your heat pump and have the full thing.
Yeah.
And the idea then is, like, it goes over to them and they can get a bigger grant again against that.
So anyone listening now that is feeling like this is something that they'd like to do, where can they go to make the first step?
Well, if you go onto the website, it's yourretrofit.ie. And it'll take you through just very wee stages. It'll ask you questions, especially the bare rating. As if it's very, very useful tool, because at least it tells us where your house is. No, is it a B1? Is it down as far as an F? Is it a C1? So then,
how would you figure out what your bare rating is if you didn't know?
If you're lucky, and a lot of people living in estates, somebody might already have this done for you, which is great. And at least you can check now that, because the houses are fairly similar. Now, if you're kind of a standalone house, you might have to, now again, on the SEAA website, they do have a list of any of the people doing bare ratings, and Donegal, she can pick out the one nearest to your location. So, like, no, at least that way you can start the ball rolling if you haven't got it. And then you just, again, you can put on things like, what if you have a budget you want to do, you can give us an idea what you're looking for.
And there you have it. That was a lot of information to take in all at once, but we'll have it summarised on our tip sheet, which you can find on our website, on irstoprotect.ie and on our social media. Big thanks to Niamh Shields for producing, for Andrew to talking to me, and for you to listening at home. From me, until next week, have a great one.
You're listening to Ours to Protect on Highland Radio, presented by Donna Marie Doherty, every Tuesday at 12:30.
Ours to Protect is funded by Commissioner Mann with a television licence fee and is a partnership between Highland Radio and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.